Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Folly Theater is at 12th and Central downtown. It is 125 years old, which is, I think, one of the factors in the price tag associated with how much it is going to cost to fix that theater after there was a bunch of damage. Vandals broke into that theater early Friday morning, smashed through the ADA entrance, and according to Channel 9, wreaked havoc inside the building. They broke a bunch of the monitors. They deployed 6 or 7 fire extinguishers. They say that's what caused the most damage because it got into the HVAC system. The thick residue from the extinguishers spread through the entire facility. Having to cancel the weekend show is the least of their problems because they have still not been able to get through everywhere to check and see what the damage was. They call it a nonprofit theater. I don't know as much about their background, but that says to me, not overfloweth with money.
Yeah.
To be able to fix something like this. So they say repairs could reach $300,000.
Jeez. Yeah. So I was being a little glib, but I'm kind of shocked that it's $300,000 based on what they said the damage was.
It doesn't sound like that.
That's kind of my point. I'm not saying they're lying. I'm right. saying it's kind of shocking how quickly those damages can add up. 6 or 7 fire extinguishers were discharged inside of the building and the HVAC system, plus liquids thrown.
Does that have to be replaced?
What?
Does the HV system have to be replaced?
It would have to probably get an HEPA cleaning,
for sure,
right?
Cleaned.
I mean, yeah. Filter banks, and then you have to constantly test it afterwards. You have to make sure that that stuff is in the system because it's an allergen. It could really negatively affect people. If powder, you know, got onto the end of the stage curtains or rigging, all that stuff. It has to be cleaned up. I guess what's surprising is I don't think people understand just how bad fire extinguishers are.
I'm having to look it up because I didn't realize it could be.
Yeah,
it could be that bad. But you're right. I mean, just you have to clean up every inch of the theater because you don't know where that all got into. And I assume that is not a quick process.
Yeah.
Although they're hoping to have the theater reopen for its next show on November 1st.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this was a mess. They said some liquor was smashed. They threw red wine up the walls to the ceiling. I mean, that, at the very least, you have to paint over that, but then I just wonder what kind of standards do they have to follow because it's 125 years old.
Yeah. Well, and to not just replace everything, yeah.
Right. You can't just go through and start over.
Well, I was just breaking it down in my head. Like, so you have the HVAC system that has to be decontaminated because, and just looking it up, the powder in fire extinguishers causes immediate irritation to the skin, eyes, respiratory system. It can really damage people. Then the seats need to be deep cleaned. The carpets need to be deep cleaned. If the wine they threw on the wall stained it, then they need to repaint that.
Which replace, it probably did.
Replace any damaged drapes. Doors. They broke down the ADA storefront. I guess the what a wheelchair
ADA
ramp
door.
Yeah.
Which would just be like a wider.
Yeah.
Yeah, for wheelchairs and stuff.
So yeah, it's just crazy because I don't think people realize how quickly that damage can add up. Like anybody who's had a store vandalized or somebody broke into their house and just went nuts in there. The damage adds up so quickly and you don't realize just how expensive everything around you is.
They didn't say anything about insurance. I mean, so I assume insurance is going to cover a lot of this. So this isn't going to come out of their pocket, but it's a matter of getting the work done.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when a local bar was, when we had a string of local bars that were broken into, and it might have been Oak and Steel was where I was talking to the owner that I'm friendly with. He talked about the price of glass being really, really expensive to replace. Like glass like that, that's thicker in a place like this, that costs a ton. And that them breaking through that ADA door might really be a bad expense. They also don't know, they haven't been able to survey an inventory and see what else is, if there's stuff that's missing.
Yeah. And for what reason? Like,
yeah.
Who does this?
Yeah.
I get you're mad at the world. The theater put on a bad show that you didn't like, or like it's a nonprofit. So were they not charging enough for the tickets? I don't know. Like you did get one in time. Or is it just I'm angry at the world, I'm going to take it out on something, and this is here. I can do this. Do you think that the people who did it even... I mean, I'm sure there was probably no vendetta. It's just a bunch of stupid kids doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But do you think...
Probably has no idea of the significance of that building.
Do you think it would even occur to them that it'd be $300,000 worth of damage?
And I don't know that they would care.
Yeah, probably
right. Who throws red wine on the ceiling?
Yeah.
I mean, who does... That's a different kind of... Like when you talk to me about letting off fire extinguishers, that sounds like kids that pull fire alarms in schools. You know, it feels like a senior prank, except it's for a building that's really old. I was just looking to see, it was Dog Man the musical that had to be postponed.
Oh, that's a, like, but if that's coming back, I'm going to take Finn to that. He loves Dog Man.
Well, you can take him to Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus.
Oh, it's
a musical.
So it's by that same, is that the same guy? It's a children's author.
I can't tell.
Dave Pilkey, I think, writes Dog Man, because Finn's a huge fan of that guy's stuff. Dave Pilkey,
yeah, does Dog Man.
I don't think he did Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus. Quentin, grab the mic.
You're like releasing core memories. Like the Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus.
Yeah.
Like I know exactly what. I didn't know this I knew what that
Mo
was.
Willems.
Mo Willems wrote the pigeon one. Dave Pilkey wrote Dog Man. Yes, go ahead.
That's, it's like you said it and it's like my brain was immediately like, hey, you remember this?
So that's what's worse about this too. It's they're putting on plays for children.
Yeah. I mean, it really is.
Ugh.
Yeah. Like I'm looking at their upcoming events and their schedule. And I've never been to the Folly Theater. I'll admit that. The building, if you go to follytheater.org, where you'll see the pictures of what the inside of this theater looks like, it is stunning. It is grand. It is elegant. It looks like something that was built 125 years ago and has been so well maintained with the detail in the ceiling like we used to do. It's gorgeous. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, they say nonprofit and yeah, they ask for donations. In fact, at the very bottom of their website, they talk about making a bequest in your estate plan. So yeah, this is not a place that has them. Why this theater?
I don't know. Cause it's beautiful.
Of all things.
That's why, you know, it's a quote from Fight Club is I just felt like destroying something beautiful. That's it.
Man, they're getting a bunch of Christmas stuff that comes up. Yeah. This place gets busy around Christmas. The Trinity Irish Dance Company is coming. Gospel choirs and Paula Poundstone, if anything else, in the middle of all of this.
Yeah.
Which does not fit the rest of the programming, but
I'm upset about Dog Man. I didn't even know it was a thing, and now I'm just finding out that it was postponed.
Snow White, they're doing like 10 productions of Snow White in the spring.
Yeah.
Oh man,
Paula Poundstone.
I hope they have cameras.
Yeah.
The magic school bus next year?
You know what?
In the solar system?
We were talking earlier about not punishing people too harshly. These people should get the death penalty.
Wait, we don't support the death penalty, remember?
I'm making an exception.
For this. For this. Just this.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
I need to take my kid to don't let the pigeon drive the bus. And they're having to... I mean, because you know why? And I actually do... part of me does mean that. Because there are certain crimes where you kill somebody in the heat of the moment. And your husband is cheating on you. You poison him. Okay. Right. Whatever. You shoot him. Hire somebody to kill him. Fine. Whatever. That was between the two of you. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong with you if you see this theater and go, I need to break in there and destroy it.
Yeah. There's just know what I want to do.
It's something barbaric. You know, it's something that you aren't capable of creating anything beautiful yourself. Mm-hmm. So you need to tear down what somebody else has made. Because if this was some little, you know, one act play theater in Westport or something, they wouldn't have done this. There's nothing to destroy. Or maybe they would have, but it'd be like, whatever. The fact that it was beautiful, or it is beautiful, and it was attacked like this, that's what's dispiriting, is because you don't have the ability to create anything yourself, so you tear down what other people can do. And that's why you should get the death penalty. Put him on trial right in front of Liberty Memorial. Bring out the guillotines.
Jamie, we just learned something very important.
Tell me.
Don't get in front of We Are in Dog Man.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely upset about the Dog Man thing.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not even kidding. I'm really bad.
Another version. But these fire extinguishers, what is in that? What is in that? What is that foam made of?
Some kind of powder.
Because they said, I'm on the Channel 5 version of this now, the orchestra level seats are covered in residue from the fire extinguisher discharge. And they said crews will spend days removing fire extinguisher particles from every surface.
It depends. There's several different kinds. So there's powder, there's foam, water, and a chemical. Or what chemical? Basically, the one that's safest for everything and the one that's most common is powder.
We don't know what the powder is made out of.
I'm trying to find it.
I'm just wondering what makes this so... What gives it the ability to put out fire and... is so
okay.
I'm not surprised that it's toxic. I was just curious.
This is one of those things where the harder the word is to pronounce, the more dangerous it probably is.
Yeah.
But it's monoammonium.
Okay.
I think I got that right. Phosphate or sodium bicarbonate.
What is sodium bicarbonate?
I think isn't that just baking soda?
That's what I was wondering.
Monoammonium phosphate sounds.
Yeah, baking soda.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that so? Why is that other than just like, do they have to get it off every surface because it's toxic or just because you don't want people to?
I imagine if it's this old of a building, it's probably like in between the floorboards.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so
God.
You have to like you have to really get in there and to get it all out of in between the floorboards. And it's probably if they sprayed it all over the walls, I wonder if it's like inside of. Like the splits in the wood between that and the floor. So I wonder if it's
all
just
right,
everywhere.
Get on this.
Monoammonium phosphate is the other thing in there, along with the baking soda. That's an inorganic compound primarily used as a water-soluble fertilizer and is an active irritant to respiration. So
okay,
so inhalation of that, it causes respiratory irritation or can cause it. Prolonged exposure leads to more serious issues like bronchitis. So if anybody goes in and has any kind of respiratory issues, that they could irritate them. They might have to go to the hospital if they don't get this taken care of. So
okay, so how does a theater like this then prevent something like that from happening again? I mean, you can cameras, overnight security then? I mean,
guillotines in front of Liberty Memorial. I'm just saying.
Out there,
yeah, I'm just
all
saying.
All night long?
Right. I mean, I don't know. That'd be an effective deterrent, but I would enjoy it. I don't know.
It wouldn't be an ineffective deterrent.
It might dissuade a couple people.
It might
get some parents to talk to their kids about the dangers of vandalism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, remember little Billy's head rolling down to Union Station? You know why that happened? Because of what he did to the Foley Theater.
Isn't it's a good way to teach French history?
He made Dog Man get postponed.
Isn't Dog Man a police officer?
Yes.
So there you go. You hire Dog Man.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, I don't know what we're talking about either. I'm not sure.
This started off 15 minutes ago as a conversation about the 125-year-old theater that is like a gem of the community.
Yeah.
The last place that you would hope anybody, that you would imagine anybody would vandalize. And here they are with $300,000 in damage.
What could you do to prevent that from happening again? 913-586-7798. Your calls and texts coming up on Midday.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
On a red Monday, 7 hours until game time. Not that anybody is counting. 913-586-7798. Have we fixed how to stop crime at theaters?
Vandalism in general.
Anybody have ideas? Vandalism in general.
Yeah. Because I also, like, it just bothers me on a deep level where I don't understand it. Like, I understand being angry at somebody. Mm-hmm. I understand... we were talking last hour about drug dealers and stuff. I understand wanting to make money, even if it's through very unscrupulous means. This is so pointless and just weird and stupid. And I that's just something I've never understood. I've never understood vandalism. But like it you know, sometimes you see in your neighborhood somebody like scrawl something on a stop sign. Like, what was the point of that? To prove you were there?
Right.
Are you that insecure about your existence that you can't handle the idea of people not knowing you exist, so you need to make some kind of permanence, make some kind of indelible point on a stop sign?
And I'm trying to think, like, if this was about money, if this was about theft, they're still looking to see, like, what might be missing.
Yeah.
But they didn't steal the 6 monitors in the lobby of the Folly Theater. They busted them. You know, they didn't steal the things that, if it was for money, they could have sold.
Mm-hmm.
They just destroyed them. And I can't imagine there's a lot of money sitting around the Folly Theater.
Yeah.
After
it's a nonprofit theater.
A kid's
Dog
show.
Man. Yeah.
You know,
The from the text line, it's mostly, you know, cameras everywhere. That's not going to. But the problem is that's not going to stop people.
No, people wear masks.
They wear masks and they don't care. Like that's what bothers me. And just to explore this a little deeper on a psychological level, the nihilism of this, it's just, I don't get why you would feel the need to destroy something that other people appreciate, that other people find joy in, or that, you know what I mean?
Jealousy.
There's some kind of, it's just like a sadism in there.
Yeah. Jealousy. I mean, is it you have this thing and I'm mad that I don't have this thing. It comes back to a question of like, how do you make people care?
Yeah.
About something they don't care about.
I think that's,
or at least get them to be apathetic, you know, so that they're not acting out, not caring.
What are the odds that one of the vandals didn't get to play Dogman?
Was he fired from a production or something? Was he cast?
I think
the understudy.
We want that to be the case, right? We want it to be the case because this makes sense. It gives you a reason, and that's less frightening. That there's monsters out there that want to watch the world burn. That's go back and watch The Dark Knight. The when Michael Caine talks about working in the jungle in Burma, and a guy, they were giving out diamonds to people to get them to cooperate or whatever, and some guy came through and took all the diamonds and then just threw them away. Why? Because he didn't care. He just wanted to watch the world burn because he thought it'd be funny.
Not to victim blame. It's not what I'm trying to do here, but just for one moment, let me point out the version of the story that I have, it I think is from Channel 9, is that staff arrived on Friday morning to find the damage to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not have alarms that go off when glass is broken? Do we not have any alarms?
Nonprofit theater, maybe they can't afford them. You don't have a Ring doorbell you can put in?
The city has grant money, and I know this again because of a couple of bars that were broken into, that because that glass is expensive, there are alarms that you can get for broken glass. That way, even if they break a window but not a door, the alarm still goes off if that's how they got in.
Mm-hmm.
City of Kansas City has grant money for them to do that. They didn't have any alarms anywhere. However they got out.
I mean, it also be the case where they have alarms, but who answers the alarm?
Hopefully a security company alerts you.
Can they afford a security company if they want to maintain nonprofit status?
I'm surprised an insurance, and I don't know this to be true, I'm just thinking this out loud, an insurance company wouldn't require that.
Mm.
You know, some kind of, I don't know.
From the
there
text
will
line,
be a great fundraising campaign to help them for sure.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they put on Dogman again, I definitely will go. from the text line, assuming they find the people that did it, they need to garnish their wages. Even if it doesn't happen for 10 years, when those people get jobs, they need to lose a percentage of their paycheck until however much is paid off. Yeah. I was thinking about that. I agree with that more than a jail sentence, even. Like, you're going to care about it because we're going to make you actually pay for this.
Yeah, and
you're
going to, it's money or time,
right? Because you just go to jail, you just come out, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you go to jail, you hang out there for a little bit, you meet some people, you know, jail is not great, but there's worse things in the world, like working a job that you're not making as much money at because your wages are being garnished to pay back the Folly Theater.
I mean, have you not seen Shawshank Redemption? Prison doesn't seem great.
Well, that was during the 50s. I mean, it's not
so
great.
Then you're like crossing civil and criminal lines, but we can have that conversation about, I mean, if garnishing wages worked to get people to do what they were supposed to do, we wouldn't have people that are on the hook for child support.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They go, well, I always think it's fun. I used to know a guy who was on the hook for child support, and he worked it out where he wouldn't pay his child support and he was going to jail on the weekends. He was literally,
I don't like that. The kid needs the,
I think they were garnishing his wages and they came for him eventually. But the idea they had was like, well, you'll have to go to jail on the weekend because if we put you in jail during the week, you won't make any money. And how do we garnish your wages if you're fired from your job?
So did he also have to,
I assume he
still had to pay the money.
I think he was still paying money back. But he was trying to avoid it every way possible. He was a scumbag.
God, that just is so, man, that is a level of
Yeah, I didn't like him.
Anger on another level that this is your child. There are ways to prevent having children. You didn't take those steps. Be an adult.
Also, the same guy that got catfished that I worked with. He was the same guy who was showing me a picture of Pamela Anderson. And I was like, what is this? And he's like, that's who she is. And I was like, that's Pamela Anderson. He's like, I know. That's what she said she looks like. So she sent me a picture of Pamela Anderson. Yeah. I wonder
how she also not have social media? And did she also contact him and say, marry me? And
oh, God. Well, this would have been, I don't think it's pre-social media, but it was in its infancy. This is like 2006. Okay. But yeah, he met her on OkCupid.
I was just gonna say, did he meet her on MySpace or something?
It was OkCupid, and yeah, he totally hook, line, and sinker. And it's like, you know, there's few times where catfishing should make you happy. That's one time where I was like, good. I mean, granted, it makes it harder for you to pay your child support now that next door Nikki has all of your money. But mm-hmm. What are you gonna do?
Pay your child support. Now I'm getting mad about that. Oh.
That's a totally separate topic.
It's a whole other thing. But right.
So
be an adult and pay your child support.
Death penalty for vandals and people who don't pay child support.
Don't damage theaters.
Yeah.
Take your anger out on other things. Don't we have axe throwing in town? Like, aren't there ways that you can take out your anger?
It's so funny, Jamie, you brought up. I was like, there are literally rage rooms.
Rage rooms.
Yes, we have rage rooms.
You can go and vandalize places. And
go throw dishes.
I guess the difference is you have to pay for it, but still. Did we come up with that idea on the show, a mobile rage room? We said we have a school bus and we just drive around and you can get on and just start smashing crap.
We talked about that at one point.
Yeah.
For moms, right?
Yes. Yes. That's what it was.
For moms to be able to take their anger out on.
Yeah. You just park it there around the time dinner is over.
Bring all the dishes that your husband won't load in the dishwasher and just
smash them on the bus. Or called it the smash bus.
Or apparently badly. Loads it the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly. Loads. All right, let's talk about the Louvre coming up.
Let's talk about the Louvre. Crimes. So major break in the case. They found out who stole the crown jewels from the Louvre. I can't believe this is an actual story. That's such a cool thing to say on air. They found the perpetrator who stole the crown jewels from the Louvre. Napoleon's jewels. I mean, it doesn't stop being cool.
Yeah.
Am I the only one? A little bit disappointed that they caught anybody, though. Like, I'm kind of
looking for a couple.
I know. I don't know.
The jewels.
Is it wrong that I was kind of hoping they'd get away? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
All right, here's the good news. Two of the suspects have been caught. The bad news is they're still looking for two others and the jewels that were stolen from the Louvre.
So they're getting close.
It's exactly what they thought would happen. Mm-hmm. They figured they would, that there were, if there was going to be an arrest, it would be soon, although they thought it would be within 48 hours. They thought if we don't have the jewels back within a couple of days after the heist, we're never going to see them again.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, that is playing out.
I know we just talked about how vandalism is wrong and breaking into places. And I was like, give them the death penalty. Have one heads rolling towards Union Station.
Mm-hmm.
It helped me out with this. Why do I feel sad that these guys might get caught and that some of them have been caught, even though the jewels haven't been caught yet or haven't been found yet? Why am I rooting for these guys to get away with it?
Because you want the movie.
The
movie is better if they're not caught.
I don't. Maybe it is. It does make. But why does it make a good movie? I think it's why heist movies are so fun to watch, mm-hmm. even though the people doing the stuff in the movies, they're bad. They're stealing. It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's because they're not like stealing from poor people. They're not stealing from people who are even going to miss it. They're stealing from people who are insured. Also, if you're stealing stuff from a museum, that sucks. But mm-hmm. really, it's just in a museum.
We feel like it's the museum's fault for allowing that to happen a little bit.
Right. A little bit on them.
That big of a deal.
And I think another part of it is we admire the competence of
it. Oh, yeah.
I think we admire the knowing the system and having the guy in the chair on the computer who's helping you out mm-hmm. with the locks and then you rappel down on some kind of cord right
We're
above
picturing
it.
Matt Damon and George Clooney and Brad Pitt and
Catherine Zeta-Jones going through the lasers in that one movie.
I have a question.
I just remember her in it. Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Quinn.
Do the Chiefs have any super fans in France?
It's possible.
No direct reason. Just, you know, putting that out there in the world.
That guy's firmly in jail, right? He's like in jail in Oklahoma.
Did you say firmly?
Firmly. I didn't mean to do that, but yes. He was a furry.
So maybe some of the items were found. I thought ABC News said none have been found, but NPR maybe has a more updated version. They said the two men that they arrested are from the Paris suburbs. One was preparing to board a flight from Charles de Gaulle with some of these stolen items from the Louvre. He was gonna board an airplane with them.
Okay.
With the Napoleon, with some of the stolen items. Okay. The other was arrested later in the evening in a north suburb of Paris that I can't pronounce.
That's always something that also, like, watch any heist movie. They don't mm-hmm. stick around the city they just ripped off. The next day, they're on a plane.
Or you stick around because nobody sticks
around. Oh, because nobody sticks around. Yeah. No, that's how they always catch bank robbers and people ripping off the Louvre. You ripped off the Louvre and you just stayed in town? Like, even if...
Which means...
Even if your pictures posted at all the airports, drive away.
Okay. Okay, well, you guys are casting this because, I'm waiting for the movie. So NBC News has more on how they caught him. So they weren't, I think we pictured this as because they did it in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
They must have been geniuses. They must have thought of everything because all they had to do was dress up as workmen.
Quit ruining this for me.
Put a ladder up and that's all it took.
Yeah.
Two suspects with a history of jewel thefts, so they were known, had been tracked for days after their DNA was recovered from the museum.
Ugh.
So somewhere along the way, they forgot to put gloves on.
Put a piece of gum down.
Or a hair fell out or something. And so, they're still looking for two of them. So I was looking to see still no sign otherwise of the jewels themselves. So where are the jewels? Where are
they're
the
already gone.
They've probably been broken down. They said probably what they would do is they would cut them apart.
Yeah.
So they could sell them on the black market.
Either that, or
this guy was going to go to Algeria.
Just to de-romanticize this even further, either they're halfway around the world cut up and being sold off individually to, you know, rich people who will never admit that they bought them, or they're up some guy's butt. That's one or the other. Like they're up some guy, some very uncomfortable person at an airport somewhere, or Elon Musk is currently buying them from a fence.
I am fascinated by the fact that this guy got through security with them, to your point about where they might have been hidden. Because again, he was going to go from Paris to Algeria, which is an interesting place to go hide. But they go through, like, I don't know what metal the jewels were on. Was it gold? I don't know what metal, but did it...
Wouldn't trigger the thing?
Wouldn't TSA at some point go, wow, hey, we're in Paris and we just had a major jewel theft here. And that's a lot of jewels that you have. Maybe that's what tipped him off.
You'd be able to speak to this better than me. Is Charles de Gaulle, is that private?
It's the big airport in Paris.
Yeah. But I mean, is it private?
I don't know what they do. Security?
I mean, I don't know if other countries even have like a TSA.
You have to go through security to get to your flight. I mean, for sure you're going through metal detectors.
Sure. Yeah, there would be something.
Searching bags.
Yeah.
And,
even if it's not TSA, it would be something.
Especially in Paris.
Yeah.
Does jewelry go off in a metal? Like if you walk through a metal detector wearing a ring, does the metal detector go off?
No. I can only speak for myself. My jewelry, and I wear a lot of it, has never set it off. But we don't know what metal.
Well, I know that
was with these jewels.
There was one that they stole was gold. I think it was the crown that it had like 64 diamonds in it, and it was gold. Because the worry was they were just going to pop all the diamonds out and then melt down the gold. So one of them was just straight gold.
Well, so then, and I don't know, like just platinum. I don't know what shows up on a metal detector. I have no idea. Like if you have a hip, what are fake hips made out of?
Titanium. Yeah.
We don't know if if the jewels were in the checked bag or in the carry-on bag. And maybe it wasn't a lot of them. And maybe the guy didn't look at the screen that closely. What's the movie with Jason Bateman that just came out like last year? Oh, somebody on the text line is going to know this. And it was with the guy that played Elton John in the biopic. And Jason Bateman plays the bad guy. I'm doing a fantastic job describing this. Where it's all about trying to get a bomb on a plane or trying to get...
Oh, Carry On. Wasn't it called
Thank
Carry
you.
On? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Carry On. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It is so good. But in that case, like part of how they got, like it showed that they don't always look at those bags that carefully.
Mm.
And sometimes they randomly will search them.
I'm looking for how they would get through real cases more often than often. So I don't know. People are thinking they didn't get it through the airport. But it,
okay.
Yeah. That they wouldn't have even tried that.
Because the guy was arrested 40 minutes before
else.
The flight was due to take off.
Yeah, that they would have shipped them somewhere else. And then, I guess, caught up with them later. I don't know.
Prior convictions and were known to police having previously targeted jewelry stores. And these are the two guys that you have on your team? The guys that have been... Like, if I'm putting a team together of people to do a really big heist, I'm not putting people on that team that have been arrested for doing it badly before.
Yeah, but counterpoint, they know the mistakes not to make. Somebody who's just been getting away with it this whole time might just be lucky. Or they've been knocking over places that are really easy to knock over, not the Louvre.
Yeah, don't leave your fingerprints on.
Well, they apparently left a helmet behind with hair in it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Is that what they found?
Yeah, that's
I
what
didn't
it was.
See that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Dummy. Shave your head first.
This is killing me.
Play GTA 5. You know, that's what you should do to prepare for a heist.
Yeah.
There's like all different kinds of heists in that game. You know, that's how you gotta prep.
You know what would be a fun job? It would be doing this professionally to show them like the flaws in the system.
Oh yeah. What was the movie? What was the Leonardo DiCaprio movie that was like that?
Catch Me If You Can. Yeah, same thing. I mean, he like genuinely just ripped people off, but then later got hired to work for the federal government. Apparently, that guy. Here's an interesting thing about Catch Me If You Can. Have you ever seen the movie? It's a great movie.
Yeah.
About the guy Frank Abagnale, who
true story.
Committed copious amounts of identity fraud, check fraud, all that stuff. Apparently, everything he said in that movie was also so it was all BS. He made it all up. For the most part, like federal. What? Yeah. The FBI has now said like, nope, that is nope. None of that happened. He is full of crap. Yeah. Yeah.
My brain hurts.
I know. So the guy made up a story about how amazing he was at defrauding people. And it worked. That story worked so well that Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio Christopher Walken made a movie about it. And it turned out, no, the guy's full of crap.
Oh, still a good movie.
Yeah. Oh, great movie.
Still a good movie.
Yeah.
Who's your team? If you're putting together a team of four for a big heist, who's your team?
Who's my team?
Yeah. Who are you getting? Because like, in Ocean's 11, he picks his team because everybody has a skill.
Yeah.
Like you need the guy with the resources.
Yeah.
You need the person that's good with technology, the person that's going to shut down power in Las Vegas.
The
guy that can get a hold of the bomb.
My problem is I've been working in radio too long and none of you MFers can keep a secret.
Okay.
913-586-7798. Somebody not in radio. So anybody not in radio. Not the railroad either, because all those people were incompetent.
Text line, let me know if you're really good at diffusing alarms.
Yeah.
Do you
got any hackers out there?
If you were on a heist team, what would be your role?
That's a guess.
Yeah.
I'm the getaway driver.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm the getaway driver. Don't get me in the middle of the action. Yeah. Let me be the getaway driver.
I would like to believe I'd be a good guy in the chair who can like unlock the doors and stuff like that. I
feel like you'd be the guy on the computer.
That's what I'm saying.
The hotel room.
Hacking in, but yeah. The problem is I'd be Googling the whole time, like, how to hack security alarm. And that's how they find us.
It's
like, well, I don't know. This idiot kept Googling how to hack into the Louvre. And it worked, but also that's how we were able to find you. 913-586-7798.
Two down, two to go. French police still looking for the other two guys. DNA helped lead them to the first two that robbed the Louvre. They got them. Both lived in the Paris suburbs. They don't have, at least they don't have any of the major jewels yet that they're still looking for.
See, somebody said, like, I can't believe you're romanticizing this and what these people did is theft, blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait, where do you think the jewels came from? They're Napoleon's jewels. You think that those were...
Yeah.
He went down into a mine somewhere in Africa and got them? Or do you think he probably stole them the French army stole them from some, like, Egyptian pharaoh's tomb? That's probably where they came from.
One of the most successful generals of all time, I'm sure, got his jewels from some sort of great place.
Yeah, I'm sure it was totally on the up and up where he got it. These weren't blood diamonds. These were ethically sourced 1800s.
Organic diamonds.
Yeah, 1800 diamonds. That's what they were. We were asking people, what would you do if you were in the heist movie?
What would your role be?
From the text line, the hotel clerk who has one line and no impact on the plot. Innocent security guard who gets his neck snapped by the protagonist when they sneak up behind me. And
I want to drive the crane.
Drive the crane?
Well, like...
You mean swing the crane? Like, what do you mean?
Be the guy that moves that puts the crane where it needs to
be. Okay, got it. Gotcha. Yeah.
Also, being shorter might help.
I would like to be the guy on the inside. I would be the guy, like, is it you have the least amount of responsibility, but the most stress, which sums up so much of my life as a parent. That's who I would be. I'd be the guy, like, could you guys, oh my God, do you have any idea how much trouble I'll be in? If you guys get caught,
Quentin
Jesus.
Quentin would be the guy who just finds the flaws in the plan. He's the one that we run the plan in front of, and he's the one that would just destroy the plan entirely.
That's his only
find
job.
Every flaw.
Is the nitpick it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to repel from that?
Really? You're gonna open up that glass ceiling? You mean the one that's sealed from the inside? Congratulations.
Yeah. Like, can we get away with it or not? Or are there things we didn't think
He'd
of?
He'd be good. He'd be a good fact checker for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've got enough glib for that.
You are good at, you have a critical thinking mind.
Man, nobody took that seriously. The terrified bystander, the one who gets shot and dies at the scene.
Jeez.
Unhinged robber that starts firing the machine gun in the bank, blowing it for everyone else.
Wow.
All right. Coming up, are you falling behind on your car payments? Well, don't worry about it, because so is everyone else. Talk about that next at midday.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.